Relevant Sports Talk. Yo, what is good? What is good? Oh, big time show right now. Relevant Sports Talk, episode 192. Thank you for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, at Relevant Pod on X. We got a Facebook page with all kinds of stuff on there, and Relevant Sports Talk on TikTok. First and foremost, I want to thank God for watching out for my family, especially last weekend. Big time things happened. It was good, and it's a blessing. We live from every mistake we do, but hey, when he got our back, can't nothing hurt us. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter, her team, her competition cheerleading team, won districts. I'm hyped. And my sister-in-law was the coach of the year for the varsity comp team in one district also. So, hey, it's a lot of positive things going on right now. And to even pop it off even more, I know you don't know Rick, but the producer will be back next week. The producer, yo, the producer, whether he's on the scene or off the scene, he's keeping the show extra clean. He's got cameras. This guy knows how to do everything, Rick. I mean, this is crazy.
Bad taste in the teams and everything.
Well, yeah, his team's, except for the Mets and the Redskins. You know what I'm saying? But so I got love for my Commanders. I'm falling back in love with my Commanders, as you can see. Oh, there we go. I got love for the GOAT.
They can't find themselves either.
I mean, what y'all doing? Packing? But we will get to that anyway. And I got love for the GOAT, not Brandon, the Black Mamba, and all the love right there for my mama right there. And we got two guests right here. Obviously, a patron of the show, the GOAT, Brandon Hands, bro. What's good, B?
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, for everybody watching, this is the guy that stood me up last week when he was sleeping and shit, and I had to do shit by myself. But anyway, he brings a lot to the show. So he's worth the wait. And here we go, right here. I got a special guest. I got D-Ray motherfucking. No, I'm just playing.
Hey,
I could have sold that shit, but I ain't gonna do it. This is my cousin right here, Rick from Richmond. Oh my gosh, he is a blast, dude. I could spend so much time with this dude because we feed off each other so much with the energy. I love that shit. And if you see him on Facebook, he out here posing like
that, right?
So we two sexy ass dudes too, you know, from the Jenkins family. But anyway, Rick, what is good, baby? This your first time on Relevant Sports Talk. How you doing?
First time, man. Loving it. Been following you, man. Proud of you. Proud of me. Good to meet D, man. Sharing the stage with y'all. It's going to be amazing, man. I look forward to it.
Awesome. And so people that don't know you and everything, who is your favorite NFL team?
I'm a Packer fan, man. Been a Packer fan since I was in Little League football. Got to go with them, man. Can't leave them now.
Okay. What drew you to the Packers? Was it the word Packer or was it Brett Favre or what was it?
No, man, it was actually Majowski was the quarterback.
The Magic Man.
Wow.
I'm
a Packer fan, man. I'm a Packer fan.
You ain't no Packer fan. You old showing your age talking about the Magic Man.
That's what it is.
But I knew who he was, too, so what am I saying?
Right.
Yo, the Magic Man was all right. I remember them Green Bay days back then. It was all right. I liked that. So, Richard, what you do? Well, if somebody wanted to look you up about something that you do, because I know you don't do a podcast, but what do you do down there, Richard?
Man, I have a couple of business ventures right now, man. I've been doing photography for 26 years.
What's the name of it?
Clearly visual photography. I also do digital graphic designs. That's clearly visual multimedia. I also do personal catering, and that's clearly cooking. All of it spelled with a K.
That's three Ks, bro. I don't know about that shit.
But the last one, I coach businesses on how to expand their businesses. So I go around and I do public speaking on that.
Yo, he an entrepreneur Negro. This guy is doing everything. I love it. That's my family right there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We don't settle for nothing less. We go for the best. That's what we do. Hey, yo, Rick, I'm going to tell you this. Brandon already knows, but on Relevant Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers, because we've had him on the show, George T. Right there. To the local talent, which we've had on the show too. To the big time story. Let's go! y'all hypes me up, yo. On this show, yo, we are talking about the trade deadline being done in 11 days. We're going to do some real or fake. We're going to do some thank you for your participation. It's going to be all right. So we're not going to tell you who we think's going to win. We're going to save that for the Elite Show. But we're going to talk about the big time storylines. And starting with the first game, we got 3-2 Cleveland. And they're going on the road against the Colts, who are 3-2. We saw Watson practicing. He might not play. People don't sleep because Cleveland has the best defense in football. And then on the other side, Richardson, he already got his surgery. He's done for the year. He was on my two of my fantasy teams, so that hurts.
Marcus Russell 2.0.
I mean, I hope not. I hope not. I hope not. But then we talk about Zach Moss and Jonathan Taylor's situation. So, Brandon, let me ask you this. Deshaun Watson, it's been some weird stuff going on. I even said it last week. He practiced. They said it was a game time decision. But then he didn't play. Then he missed another week. And now he might miss another week. Do you think there's other stuff going on? Or is he really hurt? Is that real or fake? He's not hurt.
I think he did suffer some kind of injury. Okay. But for them to come out and say that first week that he's medically cleared.
Right.
And then he doesn't play. And then... I don't know, man. Something. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's under investigation again.
Yo.
I hate to say that. Actually, I don't.
Because you hate that mug, yo.
He shouldn't be playing right now. But I don't know, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about it. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it looked all right without him. It's something funny about if it's just a shoulder.
Yeah, the whole situation is weird. Because I listened today in their camp, and they're talking about he's whizzing the ball around doing all this. But now you're talking about he still might be doubtful to play. I'm scared to say that, but it might be some kind of legal something going on. He did something. He touched somebody, grabbed something, massaged this. I don't know. But Rick, on the other side of the ball, we know Richardson, the explosive rookie from Florida, was showcasing his talent, doing different things. He chose to take the surgery to be out for the year. But while he was doing that and being missing and Mustachio Garner Minshew's out there, Zach Moss has been killing. And now Jonathan Taylor got his money. He got a little money. He's happy. So with the trade deadline 11 days away, I say Zach Moss will get traded. Is that real or fake?
I think that's fake.
That's fake. Why is that?
I think they need to load their guns right now.
Okay.
I think what they need to do is they need to pad their pockets. They need to have something to fall back on. They can't get rid of.
I kind of agree with that because I got Taylor on a couple of my fantasy teams. And I know he got to slowly step into it. But you just got paid, bro. You just got paid. When you start making that green, your time scale escalates tremendously. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Because I didn't think Saquon Barkley was ready to come back. And especially the way he started that game, he didn't look like it. But you got that money, you got to go play. So I agree with you with that Zach Moss thing. I think he should stay just because.
He don't make no money. Why get rid of him?
Well, because you can trade him at his highest peak. That's why. I mean, you just got trade raped by my son out here. You giving him some bunk ass trade.
Jackson Smith's going to start lighting things up.
Once. And we'll get to see. You might be right. I'm gonna bring that back up later on. So I think this game, Colts 3-3, Cleveland 3-2. This is gonna be a huge game for both teams to win, to be 4-3 or to be 4-2 in their respective divisions. It's huge. But another game that's not as huge for one, the 4-2 Buffalo Bills, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I don't even know what to say about them. The Patriots 1-5. So
the referees and the / Bills. There you go.
I don't know nothing about that.
That was clearly the refs gave them that game.
Gave who the game?
Buffalo. Against they did have Buffalo, Philly, and Niners lose.
Who did Buffalo beat?
The Giants?
Yeah.
You don't think that was pass interference?
I do. I got Waller on my team. Dude, I lost to you, Brandon. I lost to you in sleeper by 0.02 or some shit. And Waller was my player. So I'm sitting there like, I agree completely with you.
He batted him down like he was TSA. I thought he had a weapon.
Exactly. So looking at
Touch Allen,
So looking at Buffalo, we see them at 4-2. they've been one of these favorites for the past, what, 3 to 4 years? Like, they're supposed to. Next year's the one for Buffalo. Next year's the one for Buffalo with Josh Allen and Diggs and everything. And that clock is ticking. The clock's ticking. But I don't understand why James Cook is getting 4 to 5 carries a game, Rick. What is going on with the running game? Thank you, Damian Harris, for being not paralyzed, because that was scary as I don't know what. But why won't they trust the running game, Rick? I mean, Josh Allen can't keep running the ball all the time.
I mean, well, I think they have more invested in Josh Allen to prove himself. So, you know, what everybody's looking for is they looking for him to prove himself. So you can have a running back. I mean, he's they're not using him at all. He's not getting a lot of touches at all. I mean, he got 363 yards on the season. So my whole thing is they're not using him effectively, but I think they're putting more of an onus on Josh Allen to be the man and kind of, you know, be one of the elites in the AFC. That's just my pick.
No, I like that. I like that. And I'm wondering if it has to do with the coach, because he's a defensive coach, or Josh Allen himself. Because he does have that Brett Favre in him, and he has that ego. I'm going to do it myself because I'm the man to do it. You know what I mean? I wonder about that, and I wonder in the locker room if that had to do something with him and Diggs or something. You know, when you got these big alphas like that, it's kind of crazy. So I wonder about Josh Allen like that, because he is bigger than most of these players in there. Josh Allen's big. Josh Allen's big.
But they're not going to win with that. The James Cook, when he touches the ball, is explosive.
He got one goal line carry, one red zone carry from the year.
Latavius Murray's looking good running the ball, but they'll just abandon.
Exactly. I'm with you completely. So, Brandon, the team that you probably despise the most, the Patriots, as a Dolphins fan, you despise the Patriots. Maybe not this year. You're probably feeling real good looking at the Patriots struggle. But should the Patriots try to tank? I mean, I think the owner is kind of. I mean, we saw what he did in the massage therapist shit. So he don't mind tanking, but I don't know if Belichick would do it. But here's my question to you, Brandon. It's two part. Should they consider tanking, and should you trade Ramondre Stevenson with 11 days left in the trade deadline? Because Zeke is starting to outplay him and his value. I mean, what are you going to do with his value? Go ahead.
I mean, I guess they can tank and not get in trouble. We allegedly tank and get in trouble. I forgot. So, should they tank? They're not doing nothing. I don't think they're going to fire Belichick midseason, but I think this is it.
You think this is it?
He's the most overrated coach ever. I've said it a year ago. Tom Brady made the dude. What's he done since?
So, who's more overrated, him or
Tomlin?
Tomlin.
The white Belichick.
Which one's more overrated?
I mean, the black Belichick.
Don't put it as a scale. Scale it to even scale.
It's close to even. Because it's close to even. They both are offensively retarded. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know, man. I would say Belichick's more overrated.
That's just more overrated. Well, going to your point that they're both offensively retarded, Belichick has been successful. And all his offensive coordinators that went to be head coaches ain't doing shit. But the defensive one, I got respect for him for the Titans. So, I don't know. Maybe so that helps your Tom Brady argument, because the coaches ain't doing it. The coaches ain't doing it.
He can't draft. I told Swole this when he didn't believe me. I said, the game has passed him by. He didn't want to hear it. But it's passed him by.
Damn, that's crazy. So, trade Ramondre or no?
I think the purpose, is it the last year of his contract or something?
I think it might be.
Because they are not giving him the ball. And I got him on my fantasy team, and he never gets the ball. And that's what they do. They did it with Damian Harris. They did it with.
That's what the Patriot way is.
Yeah, like, so we don't have to pay you. Go somewhere else. Right. I mean, Yeah.
I don't know which one's worse, the offense or the defense, because I thought the defense was supposed to be spectacular, but they're looking busted. And they just got, JC from the Chargers again. They got him to come back, the cornerback. They brought him back. And he wasn't doing shit with the Chargers. We'll get to them anyway. So the next game.
Oh, Lord. The Commodores with Lionel Richie.
My Redskins. My Redskins. And this goes out to you, podcast, out of your Falcon mind. I put the challenge up, and you wouldn't respond to me because you knew we was going to beat that ass. Falcons, yeah, I got some Falcon haters. This podcast, out of your Falcon mind. Hey,
Kyle Pitts got a touchdown.
Hey, we're going to get I'm going to start with the whole thing. What about? But, yeah, and I'm going to issue a new one out to Nikki Garce, who is a Giants beat writer. I'm going to send it to you tomorrow. Losing team, or losing podcaster's favorite team, goes on the other show to get roasted. Nikki Garce, I'm coming for you. Out of your Falcon mind. Cowards. All right, so anyway, Washington. Is this a letdown game for Washington? Because I feel like, as a Redskin fan, this is what we do. This is what we do. We'll play the Eagles tough and should win and then lose to the fucking a winless team like the Bears. I mean, this is what we do. The Giants, Jones, he might play. I don't know. The wide receivers, I don't even know how the fuck these wide receivers even are around. Barkley's there. I don't think he's ready. I don't know. So Rick, let me ask you this. Is Sam Howell a guy? Because you have a young quarterback in Love. Is Sam Howell a guy that we should feel comfortable with moving on from for the future?
It's hard to say. I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket, though. I wouldn't say that. I don't think he's proven enough. I think that you use him to get through the season. You look and see who's there in the draft. And if you have a pick, then you see if you can trade or get somebody and see if you can move up and get one of these top-tier quarterbacks.
I mean, we're 3-3, baby. We're gonna win this game, 4-3. We're going to the playoffs, so we're not gonna get a high draft pick. We're not gonna get a high
draft. Letdown game.
Huh? Which one?
Might be a letdown.
That's what I started it off with, right? That's the first thing you think of with Washington. Is like, this is what y'all do. I mean, it's just what it is.
Right.
So on the other side of the ball, Brandon, on the other side of the ball,
yeah.
I don't know why the wide receivers are never existent. Daniel Jones got money. But Barkley didn't look – what? Oh, I thought it was Eckler. Anyway, Barkley didn't look the same. I think the Giants, they probably look at it as, okay, we can fail, and if Jones doesn't work out, we can draft somebody else. But as a Washington fan and being so happy to draft Chase Young when we drafted him, I know he got hurt, whatever. We did not pick up his fifth-year option, and he said, I'm not coming back. 11 days left with the trade deadline. And Chase is looking healthier and healthier these past two games.
Good.
Do we trade him right now?
I think you do. And I think there are rumblings of a team he might go to.
Shit, y'all might take him.
I know.
Both of y'all teams would take him.
We need something on defense. But yeah.
Green Bay ain't gonna take him. That ain't how we do.
Yeah, y'all don't do that.
Green Bay all right on defense. They get all the first round picks.
Yo, Green Bay just keeps everybody in house. They groom their shit from the bottom up.
I'm going to say, we ain't growing them in our garden. We don't want it.
That's true. What would you possibly get for a Chase Young? Third round? Second round?
Yeah, you can get a third. I think you can get a third.
Easy.
Get a third for him?
I don't think you get much more since we got Ramsey for a third.
So this is the game that we have to win. Like, I feel like if we lose this game, Don't win no more.
I don't want them to win no more games.
I don't want them to win. If they lose this game, I do not want you to win no more games.
You want Ron Rivera fired?
Well, he should be fired already. Eric Bieniemy should be our coach.
But I don't think he's there.
Eric Bieniemy should be the coach.
Because he has that offense really clicking, doesn't he?
It's not looking that bad.
John Dotson's looking bad.
Well, he's looking bad because he don't have a rapport with
Howard. The running game's looking bad.
Brian Robinson's doing all right, and I play him this week, so I hope he does look bad. Anyway, next game. Detroit football, 5-1 in the
NFC.
That's
my toughest game, yeah.
At the Ravens, who remind me of the Bills. One week I'm like, oh, they go. And then next week I'm like, oh, almost had it. All right, so Brandon, Monty's out for a little while. Me and you both have Gibbs at running back in fantasy. The coach says we got to lean on him to do it. Is that real or is that fake? Because I feel like the other running back might be in there. Gibbs ain't doing shit. Is that real or fake? Gibbs is going to have a showcase game.
I'm not going to believe anything they say about Gibbs. I don't think he gets the ball more than 8 times.
Come on, 8 times?
Dude, I mean, look, remember he said DeAndre Swift, they needed to feed him last year. He never got the ball. Jameson Williams never plays against.
Well, Jameson Williams is dropping shit, running the wrong routes and everything else. Then he goes out and makes an 80-yard touchdown pass. It's fucking crazy.
That's what he does. But
it's crazy.
You got to play Gibbs, but I can't trust it until I see it.
So is Detroit now a real threat in the NFC? Because when Detroit was everybody's little fancy pick, people were like, oh, Detroit looks sexy. But they had to prove some things. Did they prove enough to say, yo, we are a contender in the NFC right now, Brent?
Yeah, they need to be at home in the playoffs to win. They're not a road team.
I agree with that.
If they get some home games, they're a threat.
Okay. All right, Rick. On the other side of the ball, the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, like I said, he got his money. He's made some bonehead plays. The running game's always in and out. Players never staying healthy. Odell, same thing. We've seen all these wide receivers still be there, and I haven't seen much of a difference in their game plans. Is Lamar going to ever live up to that expectation, and are they a threat in the AFC? Because last week before this, I was like, they might win their division by beating every team in their division. Now they can't, so are they a threat in the AFC?
No, I don't think so.
So you're done with them in the AFC?
I don't think so. I don't think so, and it's really because, I mean, you look at their quarterback as their leading rusher, right? So they're a one-dimensional team. If you shut him down, you stop the whole team. So would they be a threat? No. You'll see it this Sunday. This Sunday, they'll prove it to you. When a real defense step up and they corner him, you'll see what happens. So, no, I don't think they're a threat at all.
No threat at all. Do you think they have a shot to win the division, though?
The division, yeah, you got a shot. I mean, you're looking at Cincinnati, well, Cleveland. So,
Cleveland's what?
All about the same.
Yeah,
Cleveland's 3-2.
Pittsburgh's in first place. Yeah, you're looking at Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's in first place?
Yeah.
And they're doo-doo. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, okay. Do they have a shot? Yeah, but look at the teams in the division.
They're all mediocre to me right now, but I think Cincinnati's on their way up. I think Cincinnati's on their way up. It's going to be an interesting game. This is a big game for both because Detroit, you beat Kansas City without Travis Kelce in week one, but you lost when they lose to Seattle at home after that big loss, but then you win some other games. So this is another measuring stick for Detroit because I feel like people are not really ready to put all in on Detroit because it's Detroit. Because it's Detroit. Yeah. So I think this is one of those games that's like, for both teams, really, because the Ravens, I mean, what they did in Pittsburgh was a debacle. You go ahead and handle Detroit. This could be a statement game for either team. I can't wait to watch it. All right, Rick, the Raiders are 3-3. The Raiders are 3-3. Is that real or is that fake?
I think it's fake. That's just luck, just falling their way. You know, I don't think that they, you know, kind of soundly beat anybody or decisively, you know, on either side of the ball, just beat somebody. You know, stuff happened their way. They got a turnover, a missed coverage, a blown coverage, or, you know, something like that happened. You know, but, you know, I think it's fake.
That's good points, man. That's good points. Because when we look at it, Brandon, we're like, they're 3-3, and they're still alive for a lot of opportunity, but all I keep hearing about is Davante Adams crying about this and that.
Crying about this and that.
I'm not getting my target. You're getting 35% of your target share winning the field, dude, except for last game. Stop crying all the time.
And you're winning games.
But he's doing this to get traded with 11 days left.
And you know where he's trying to go.
Would it be smart for them to try to trade Davante Adams or Josh Jacobs, for that matter? Because he's on a one-year franchise deal, so.
Jacob's hard to move. You trade Adams, I don't know what. You could try.
Would it be smart to?
No. I mean, you're alive for playoffs. I mean, their defense actually looks pretty decent.
Crosby is a fucking monster.
And they've had bad luck at the quarterback spot. They got a winnable game this week, so it'll probably be 4-3.
That's what I'm saying.
Second place in a division, probably. So, I mean, I think they should just keep it. Devontae will be all right. He'll blow up this week.
This week, squeaky wheel. Gets that oil, baby. We'll talk about it on the next. We'll talk about that.
I would just keep what they got going.
All right, so flip it to the other side, Rick. We see the Bears. They're 1-5. They got one win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who they won against. We don't need to talk about that. But anyway, we don't need to talk about that one. Anyway, they got T-Bag at quarterback. They got T-Bag at quarterback this week. T-Bag. That's his nickname. T-Bag. T-Bag. T-Bag.
What is that?
T-Bag.
What did he play?
He played at Shepherd College. Shepherd. And then he played at the Senior Bowl and got drafted. That's hard work. T-Bag. When T-Bag dips down, he comes a lot, baby. Go ahead, T-Bag. But we're gonna talk about QB1 though. QB1. Since last year, it's been super discussion in Chicago about Justin Fields. Should they not trade the first round pick? Should they take somebody else? Should they take Bryce Young? Should they do this and that? Do we trust him? And now him getting hurt like this and with the record, even though he was stepping up past couple games to get better, at least looking wise, they're 1-5. And what? If Carolina keeps being what they're being, they're going to have the first and the second pick in the draft. Rick, do you think that Chicago should be thinking, we're going to use pick 1 and 2, one of them to get traded, one of them to get their franchise quarterback, or you could just trade the quarterback and keep those first two picks? Or do you think they believe in Justin Fields and they're going to use those picks to enhance their team? What do you think?
No, I don't think they believe in him at all. Mm. I mean, I think that last year it was an anomaly where he kind of mimicked, you know, what you saw in Philadelphia. What Hurts did, he kind of...
Yes! I was supposed to say that. Go ahead. Sorry.
What Mahomes does. So when you can mimic those things, then that's what you do until somebody realizes that you're just reading blown coverages and the ends just not sealing. So once you see that, then okay. But no, I think that what they should do is they should use those two picks. You can build around them, but, you know, he'll be sitting on the bench.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. Totally, totally, totally. I feel like they might move on. What do you think, Brandon? Are they going to move on from him?
I think it depends on if they still got the same head coach and GM.
That's a good point.
I can't see them leaving. You think they're in the hot seat, really? I don't.
I don't think any Bears fans and players really care that much for their coach.
Just saying, how many years are they going to do this every year? They going to keep on firing people?
This field's, what, third year? I mean, that's the problem. How's a quarterback going to progress when you got to learn a new system?
Exactly. Man, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, he got hurt last game. But the two games before he was looking all right.
Looking really good. Even the
game they lost against Denver, that was the game that opened up for the next two games where it was like, oh, DJ Moore, you are a fucking star athlete. Let me throw you the ball.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. And I mean, they got injuries everywhere. Their offensive line's beat up. The running backs are all beat. I mean, I don't know if I that's tough. I don't know what I would do.
Is there
with
anybody
that.
Better in this draft that you know for sure?
I don't know for sure. You can't say that. But the Falcons, out of your Falcon mind, we whooped that ass. 3-3 at the Bucks. 3-2 had a heartbreaker against the Lions. All right, here you go, Rick. This NFC South, 3-3, 3-2. That division's weak. The Saints just lost last night. Ritter is actually—he's been a punchline on the show, but he's actually throwing the ball. I don't know if it's whether he's confident or the coach is calling better plays. With his fucking rapist mustache. What is up with the coach's mask? Yo, tell me that shit's not. And he be making the weirdest faces like. And his mustache be looking at me. It's some weird shit. Anyway, I don't know. Petty foul Pablo. I don't know.
Right.
So the Falcons. One good thing. Kyle Pitts is starting to show up. Drake London is starting to show up. Bijan Robinson is starting to show up. The Bucks, after a tough loss, they're back at home. Baker Mayfield. Do you believe that the Falcons offense, Rick, is going to continue in this direction? Or is that fake news?
No, I think they're trending up. They're trending up, and I think it's because Ritter is making smarter decisions. Like if he stopped throwing interceptions, he'd be all right. If he can have a solid game and he can kind of control the ball, then he's all right. But if you got
hold on, who'd you say, Dak Prescott? You say Dennis Murray. Sorry.
But if you got just as many interceptions as touchdowns, that's a problem.
I agree. And for the other side, Brandon, the Bucks, even though they lost last week, do you still feel like they're the favorites in the division and a contender for going further in the playoffs?
They can win that division because after last night, I watched maybe the worst quarterback in the division.
Hold on, week. Who's that?
Derek Carr is terrible.
Dude, he's hurt still and he got me 19 fantasy points. Don't get me. He got me 19 fantasy points.
All the weeks before that, what was wrong with him?
Nah, dude, you know he's hurt. He can't throw the ball downfield. He shouldn't be playing.
Jameis Winston would play better and have them clicking a lot better than him.
Absolutely.
Jump it off to Alvin Kamara every week.
I agree.
And I went against him in fantasy, so it pissed me off. But anyway.
And I agree completely with you. And I don't think it's that Derek Carr sucks. I think his shoulder's still fucked up, and he can't throw the ball down the field.
A big crybaby yelling at receivers like he was last night.
Because Olave was fucking up, dude. He was messing up.
He threw the ball 20 yards out of
bounds. Yeah, maybe. All he was doing was Aaron Rodgers. That's all he was doing. Yelling at the receivers, making it look like their fault.
The opposite.
That's on you.
But I agree with you, Brandon. I agree with you. I think Jameis Winston right now should be the quarterback until he's healthy. Because you thought Alvin Kamara got like 45 dump offs. Nobody else got the ball. It's like 45 dump offs because you can't get it down the field. So I don't know. So this game is going to be huge. So you did say contender for the Bucks. My question is their running game is suspect. Yeah. Why won't you go get Leonard Fournette back?
Apparently, he's not in good shape because Buffalo canceled their visit once they saw it.
Buffalo will run the ball anyway. Buffalo will run the ball with a star that they got that could be somebody.
That's what I'm saying. If they don't want him, Miami didn't. Nobody wanted him. So he's old, I guess. Lost the step.
I mean, we said the same thing about Kareem Hunt, but he's getting paid.
He's a little bit younger, a little bit more in shape.
Yeah, I guess so because he's beating up white women in the hotel rooms. All right, next game. Pittsburgh. Brandon's favorite team.
Yeah, right.
Rick, Brandon loves the Steelers, dude.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw his wallpaper early. I saw it.
It was Dolphins.
His brother's a Steeler fan.
AB, I know it was Dolphins. I was fucking with you.
Yo.
I don't hate them, the Steelers.
See, it's coming out. You see that? I don't hate them. Yeah, I know. Pittsburgh, 3-3. Brandon, is their record real? I mean, real or fake?
It's misleading. It's TJ Watt's 3.
So it's fake? So say fake then.
TJ Watt has won every game.
Is it fake or real? Yeah,
it's fake. Their offense is the worst offense I've seen. So high schoolers have a more sophisticated offense than the Steelers.
Is it time for Warren to start over Najee?
No, because he averages less yards per carry than Najee.
Right.
Okay.
It's a bad offensive line. It's a bad scheme. Matt Canada must be blackmailing Tomlin with some gay photos because I don't know how he has a job. I really don't know how he has a job.
Well, let's flip to the other side, Rick. The Rams, who I personally thought was going to be the worst team in football when everybody was leaving and everything else. I was definitely wrong. And as a Stafford fan, he looks healthy. Cooper Kupp is back. I mean, we got Puka. We got Cooper. I mean, Kyron's down a little bit, but he'll be back. The Rams 3-3. The Rams.
Morris.
Who? Tutu Edwards?
I said Zach Morris and Zach Evans.
Oh, yeah, Zach Evans. The Rams 3-3. Are they a contender for the playoffs in the NFC? I mean, if you look at it, I'm looking at it, they might make the playoffs.
NFC.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I mean, you're looking at what's in the NFC. I mean, right. The NFC elites.
Teams.
If you got spots, yeah, you can get them in, and they trending up.
And would you be scared of them? I'll be scared of them.
Defense is standing up. Offense starting to gel a little bit. They're getting momentum. I think they can do it. I mean, who else they competing with?
Let me ask you a question. Right, if you're the 49ers or the Eagles, and you had to either play the Cowboys or the Rams, which one would you rather play?
Cowboys.
I agree.
That's my point. And people look at the Cowboys like the third or fourth best team in the NFC. And if we're saying the Rams are, yo, Dolph, Don't mess around and catch the Rams in the playoffs. That could be some sneaky. I would pick the Rams to beat the Eagles in the playoffs. Next game. Arizona Cardinals. They're going at Seattle. Seattle is 3-2.
He said he's going that far.
I don't know. We were close earlier. Seattle's 3-2. We see what's going on with that. Arizona's 1-5. I don't know. Josh Dobbs, Brandon, was lighting everything on fire in the beginning. I mean, everybody's like, man. Oh, Josh Dobbs doing all this. Now they've slowly digressed to 1-5. Connor's out because of the Hansbro jinx that you put on CH's running back. Rick, he said on the show, I just traded Connor because he's going to get hurt. It's the dude that from Detroit was on here, and he was like, that's my fantasy running back. Damn sure that motherfucker got hurt and out.
But he does every year. So, I mean, I knew it was going
to happen. Hansbro jinx, dude. Anyway. So, here's my thing. What is the point? What is the point, Rick, of Kyler Murray getting all this hype? They're talking about he's practicing, he's doing all these things. Is it so they can trade him before 11 days? Or is it for what? Because I don't believe that they're keeping him for next year. Or are they? I don't know. What do you think?
No, I think they position him to move him. I mean, even if it doesn't happen this year, next year he'll be on the chopping block, and then you'll be able to get something because of the paycheck he just got. So right. I mean, you're looking at I think they positioning him to get that money. That's all.
Would you, as a Green Bay fan, Jordan Love ain't qualified for nothing. Would you rather have Kyler Murray or Jordan Love?
No, I'd rather have Jordan Love.
Okay,
I would rather have Jordan Love.
I feel about Kyler Murray.
He hates Kyler.
He's just not good.
There's so many variables against him, you know, and you get hyped and you got paid. I'm still trying to figure out how he walked away with the bag.
I don't know either.
But on the other side, Seattle, Geno, is he the few? Have you seen enough, or was that a Vanilla Ice 1 year wonder, Brandon? Or do you feel like, because you think Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to be something, because you just made a dumbass trade with my son about that shit.
Well, tell me how that trade's dumb. I have Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud. When am I going to use Jared Goff?
I don't know. I just feel like you're going to get a better receiver or something for...
But that's the best receiver Marcus has.
Have you seen my team? Shit, I made a trade.
I mean, he's going to be... Player. I got Tyreek, I got DJ Moore, I got Puka, I got everybody else.
He's got a team. I always fuck with Brandon, yeah. He's my biggest adversary, Rick. But anyway.
Seahawks, I mean, Geno's good for another year or two.
Is he? Who do you have more confidence in the NFC? In the playoffs? Seattle or the Rams?
The Rams,
yeah, absolutely.
So that tells me a lot about Seattle then. That tells me a lot about
Sean McVay. I have more confidence in, and I got more confidence in Stafford and Aaron Donald.
Is Sean McVay overrated or underrated as a coach?
Underrated.
Thank you, CH Detroit. I told you he was underrated. He keeps saying he's overrated. I don't know how.
He's won a Super Bowl. I mean, nobody's calling him the greatest coach.
No, I don't know. I just think he's underrated. Yeah. I think he's underrated. He could have took all that money, got a TV deal. He just had to stay with a whole bunch of... I mean, all we knew was Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Aaron Donald. We didn't really know many other players on that roster. Mm. And they out here making noise. Yeah. They making noise. All right, speaking of making noise, here we go, Rick. Yo, 2-3 Packers. Packers going on the road and riding against Russ. The Broncos, who are 1-5. So you already said what you said about it. You think Love is ready? Are you happy with Love for the next 5 years?
Developmentally, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because you're looking at all the pieces around them, you know, with the exception of the running backs. You know, everybody is new and they're growing together. So you look at if they keep all of the pieces together, then I believe in them. That's teamwork. You building that continuity and that system. Yeah, if they keep all of that, I believe in them. I do.
That's dope point right there. You just spoke it out of my mouth. Because all the wide receivers are young. They're young.
And they're studs.
And they're going to grow together. Because I feel like he's going to be somebody doing workouts with them in the offseason. Not like Aaron Rodgers just shunned every fucking body. I think he's going to be that person. Because he got humbled. You're a first round draft pick and you sat your ass for 3 years. You know what I mean? That'll humble you real quick. Yeah, ain't humble shit that motherfucker.
Hey, look at the shoes he's got to fill. That's not easy to do, man.
That's what I'm saying. So he's going to put in more work to do it. And the coach, The coach
does not want to. You talking about shoes two times. You talking about Favre and then Aaron Rodgers and you coming behind both of them. That's right.
And this is like your make or break season.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. And the coaches, look at Mike McCarthy. We like, man, you horrible coach. They're like, well, you want a ring? Well, Aaron Rodgers got you that ring. The coach they got now, LaFleur or whatever, is going to show I can coach without Aaron Rodgers. He's not calling my plays. He's changing my plays in the huddle all the time.
Yeah, McCarthy got like B said, McCarthy, he got that that Belichick-ish thing where the quarterback got it for him.
Ooh, so you agree with that too?
Wow,
that's a story. That's a big time storyline for another day. That's interesting. So we look at the Broncos. Russell Wilson's been up and down. As a fantasy quarterback, he's been okay. Anything's better than the trash he did last year. I think the coach got overpaid and overcompensated. Here's my question to you, Brandon, because you are an Alabama fan. This Alabama stud wide receiver that I thought for years, Jerry Jeudy. Something's not going on. 11 days left for the trade deadline. I think he will get moved. Where would be the best place for Jerry Jeudy to make the biggest impact for the playoffs if they moved him?
I don't think he's going to go to a play. I think he's going to the Colts.
To the Colts?
They could make the playoffs. I think that's where he's going getting traded to. I really do.
Why?
They need it. I don't know. They're just in discussions. But who do I think he would go to and make a
and help?
I hate to say this.
Say it. It was full.
Nobody
saw that shit. Who is it?
Dallas.
They were on my list too. They were on my list. You got anybody you think? Rick, Jerry.
I don't see them doing it.
I think that he would actually push the needle if he went to the Rams.
Oh my God! Put all of them together, Jesus
Christ! They just got rid of a receiver too.
Van Jefferson went to the Falcons.
They did.
Yeah, well, that was great. That was good. So what? He sucks.
But can they afford? I mean,
right.
Judy's my guy, but since his injury, he's not the same dude. I don't think
he could go there and be like OBJ was injury, but still has some talent. Let me be the third wheel, whatever. That'd be kind of scary.
He's still
young. We see Julio go to the Eagles, which I don't know
why.
Exactly, I don't know why, but who knows if that's gonna work out or not? We'll see what's gonna happen.
I mean, I love Julio, but. I mean,
all right, the Chargers, the most talented team in the NFL that never wins.
Hold on.
I should say the most talented team on NFL on paper that never wins ever in the history of their team. You got so many Hall of Famers that never win. I hate it. They're 2-3. It's a game that they got to kind of try to win. They play the Chiefs tough, but the Chiefs are 5-1, and they're at home. Brandon, how do you feel? Because I know we both share that Herbert. We agree that we like Herbert. Do you still have Herbert in that same thought process of being great as we did before, or what?
No.
Why is that?
Every time this dude has to come up clutch, he fails. He throws a pick. And for years I hear, oh, he's so much better than Tua and the media. They love him. What has he done?
That's why. It's about Tua.
Tua is so much better than Herbert. It's not even close.
Wow.
Herbert is a choke artist that had Dallas beat, but what did he do? Lost my fantasy game, for one, by getting sacked.
He got resentment and shit for fantasy.
That's right. No.
I hear it.
I don't feel good about beating them in the first game. Like, because they're nobody. And they suck.
They're nobodies. He said, you going to put me up against a mediocre wide receiver. Like Richard Sherman did. Mediocre, Crabtree. Mediocre.
Right.
Herbert,
right.
You mediocre. Damn, Brandon, tell me how you feel. What about the coach? Why is this coach still being a coach?
I don't know. He's a defensive-minded coach, right? And that defense is terrible.
So, here's my question, Brandon, before we go to the other team with Rick. Who has a better shot at being a head coach next year? Eric Bieniemy for Washington? Or the offensive coordinator for the Chargers that came from the Cowboys.
Kellen Moore.
Who do you think has a better shot to be the head coach of their team next year?
Kellen Moore.
See, you just hate Eric Bieniemy.
No, I don't hate Eric Bieniemy. I think Magic and whoever owns y'all now will want to make a splash with a big name coach.
Why not get a black coach? That's a big splash.
I didn't say he could be black, but I said a big name.
No, I'm saying you already got one right there.
Eric Bieniemy's not a big name. If he was that great KC, he wouldn't have let him go.
But that nigga's black. That motherfucker black.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm not arguing that he's black. I'm just playing.
I just hope
he's purple.
Hey, don't let it get cold. It's about to start getting cold. Anyway, y'all be doing some racial shit. Y'all better stop. They're going to cut us off the show. Anyway, on the other side, the Chiefs. Mecole Hardman is back, Rick. Mecole Hardman. They done got 14 different receivers. And as a fantasy football player that I have, they've been talking about all 14 of them motherfuckers like they're going to be the stars and they ain't showed up. They done brought Mecole Hardman back. Do you think that he's going to have a role? Do you think that he could elevate that wide receiver room? Or is this just fake news?
No, I think that he lost that spot when Taylor Swift showed up. I think that she got hit.
You talk about Kelsey.
No, I'm talking about Taylor Swift herself. She gonna be playing.
Oh,
she is Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
She is Patrick Mahomes. Right. I think that they're gonna have to make room for somebody. He might get some touches if they run. If they run four receiver sets, but I think they have everything that they need right now. So, he'll get some time, but I don't think that, he'll be a major factor in that wide receiver room.
And that's so crazy because you look at some of these wide receivers and you're like, why aren't you pretty decent? Like, why aren't you okay? You got Patrick Mahomes, your quarterback. Like, why aren't you okay? I just don't understand it. I don't understand.
The cheetah's no longer there.
Right, exactly.
They won a Super Bowl without the cheetah being there. Don't trip.
Oh, the referee.
They won a Super Bowl without the cheetah being there.
Oh, yeah. They do have the greatest tight end of all time, too.
Did they beat them without the cheetah and win the Super Bowl?
And the greatest tight end. But they did have some receivers.
The greatest tight end ever?
He might end up being. Gronk even said so.
Gronk's smoking weed every 5 minutes of the day, dude. They don't know what the hell's going on. He's out here partying in the club.
Don't talk bad about Gronk.
No, I think Kelsey is one of the top.
He was a tight end.
He's one of the top few. But I think Taylor Swift did some Kardashian shit and fucked all that up.
It's coming. They're not the same. They're not the same Chiefs.
They don't look the same. Just like the team that we're talking about, the team that the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl, the Eagles. I've been saying it since week one. Even though the Eagles are 5-1. They playing your boys, Brandon, 5-1. The biggest question for me is, can Miami show up in a primetime moment, Sunday Night Football, on the road, and actually do these things? And I worry about that because Miami's are world beaters when it's not primetime, big-time storyline moments. But, Brandon, as an Alabama fan, I want to talk about Tua versus Hurts because they were both Alabama quarterbacks. We already know what happened. Hurts was the quarterback. Tua took his job, won a national championship. But Hurts has went to a Super Bowl, and Tua can't stay healthy enough to get through the playoffs. Who needs this game more for their legacy, Brandon? Tua or Hurts?
I mean, I don't know if anyone needs it for their legacy.
Sure you do. And this is something that always going to come up, these two quarterbacks.
They'll never meet again. Tua, I would say Tua needs it more, yes. Maybe. But,
yes.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but, we'll see.
Yeah.
There's 17 Alabama players in this game, man, so,
Yeah.
I got a lot of guys.
Yeah, we know. Are y'all in the top 10 yet? Okay.
We will be after some more.
I hate Alabama, Rick. I hate Alabama.
I mean, we're terrible. This is the worst we've been.
Hate Alabama. So, looking at the Eagles, Rick, looking on their side of the ball, ever since A.J. Brown, me and Brandon talk about this all the time, since A.J. Brown ripped Jalen Hurts' ass on the sideline on one game, he gets the ball every play. Every play. I don't think that's going to be beneficiary to the team going forward. Jalen Hurts has thrown more interceptions already in 6 weeks than he did all of last year. I was the first one to say they're giving him money so fast off 1 year. People forget. They were talking about not keeping him before his Super Bowl run because he was not right. that guy. He got there with a system that got him there with A.J. Brown. And now you're still not looking like the guy. What do you think about Jalen Hurts with the Eagles?
I think he's overrated. And the reason why I think he's overrated, this is why. Hold on, B. Watch. The only reason why I say that that's the case and you're the quarterback and you were doing everything you needed to do, you wouldn't have so many touchdowns and interceptions, right? But then why you keep bringing in all these offensive weapons for him? Why do you have so many? You keep bringing in offensive weapons. That's what they did last year. Offensive weapon. So you can dig and dunk the ball if you need to. You can throw the deep ball to a lot of different dudes. But the thing about it is, if he was that dude, you would need to keep bringing in offensive weapons. Why do you keep bringing it? Just brought in somebody else. For what?
That's because they're Alabama quarterbacks. Alabama quarterbacks suck ass. Just like Tua had to get all these players to try to make him look good. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Rick. Go ahead, Brandon.
All right, Stephen A. Smith. So Tyreek's just Tyreek had to put him in his place because he's ignorant.
Hold on, I ain't hear you. Tyreek had to do what?
Put Stephen A. Smith in his place about how ignorant he is about Tua.
Win a playoff game, Tua. Win a playoff game. Stay healthy, Tua. Go ahead.
I mean, we'll get there. I mean, you know, Hurts. No, man, you got to pay Hurts. Hurts is a great, great player, man.
Great leader.
Yeah, he's the top. Name three quarterbacks better. He's better than Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's way better than Jalen Hurts.
Joe Clipboard Burrow. Look at him, dude.
The Cincinnati Bengals, who had never won a playoff game, to the Super Bowl.
Jamar Chase, Joe Mixon,
A.J. Brown.
College, A.J. Brown. That's all you can name.
Dude, the Eagles got stars everywhere. They had 10 Pro Bowlers on defense.
Not like the big. Who would you take if you on your team? Hurts. You gotta take Joe
Burrow. I'm taking Burrow.
Hell yeah,
With the same team, quarterbacks.
Yep.
I'm taking Burrow.
You would take Burrow on that Eagles team? You think they'd be winning?
Fuck yeah! What?
Him standing back there like a paraplegic throwing the ball. You think they'd be winning?
Look at the defense of the Eagles compared to Cincinnati.
Not to turn the ball over. You got too many weapons to throw the ball to.
Okay, I'll take Jamar Chase. Higgins, I'll take over A.J. Brown and DeVonta Smith. But that shit's close. I'll take the tight end for the Eagles and Swift and all these other fucking running backs over Mixon. But the defense of the Eagles and all these fucking players over the Bengals defense?
But you won't see the Bengals in the playoffs this year. You'll see the Eagles in the playoffs.
No, the Bengals are going to win their division.
No, they're not.
They will win their division.
No, they won't.
Joe Burrow.
They can beat Geno Smith at home. So.
Joe Burrow? Dude, you know he wasn't healthy, man.
He definitely beat Geno Smith.
Dude, he wasn't healthy.
Nobody's healthy.
He wasn't healthy. You know that. I mean, come on, we know that. That's a good debate, though. Hurts or Burrow for the next 5 years? I'm taking Burrow all fucking day long.
Give me the guy that can run if shit breaks down.
That motherfucker runs and gets hurt. That's why he ain't running nowhere. He's throwing 18 picks.
How many games has he missed?
It don't matter. He's throwing 18 picks.
How many Burrow run in practice? It doesn't matter.
How much did Tom Brady run? Tom Brady ain't run.
Burrow in practice running in shorts and misses games. So
I just think you're mad because LSU had Burrow. See, Brandon has a lot of hatred towards teams that beat Alabama. That's why. How you feel about Trevor Lawrence, Brandon?
You see him? He's not good. You see him? He's not that good.
He's not 100%, and you know he ain't. As a fan of a quarterback who ain't never 100%, who busts, he can hit his head on like this and be knocked out. You should understand when they're not 100%. I'm cheering for the Dolphins, though. I'm cheering for them just because.
No, me too.
I'm cheering for them because I want to see the Dolphins win. I want the Dolphins or the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl because they're.
We need Ramsey back. We got the worst defense in football. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, what's up with Howard? Where's he at? I don't know. Last game, fellas. Last game. Spotify. We got 3 minutes up on Spotify, and then we'll be right back to do our elite show where we're picking the games, saying who's gonna do what, and then the touchdown. Rick, you've been awesome on here, baby.
Oh, thank you, man. Absolute. I'm just trying to keep up with you guys, man.
Hey, you ain't keeping up enough because we got one more game left.
All right, I'm ready.
Ready? So we got the 49ers. 5-1 49ers. Brock Purdy. If you watched last week's show, I said, mark it down, Brock Purdy and C.J. Stroud will both throw their first interceptions of the season, and damn sure they was right. I had a lot of good picks last week, yo. I made some people some money. Anyway, 49ers, now they're on the road against a team just like the Chargers, in my opinion, kind of. So much talent. They never live up to it. I know Jefferson's out, so it makes it a little tougher for the Vikings. The 49ers, I don't think they should play Debo or Christian McCaffrey, not because I'm playing them in fantasy, but I don't know. Are the Vikings, in your opinion, D-Ray?
Yes, sir.
The Falcons, in your opinion, are they still the cream of the crop in the NFC?
49ers? Well, yeah, absolutely.
They're the best team. Absolutely. Best team in the NFC.
Well, no, you said,
NFC. NFC, not the NFC.
NFC.
Who's better?
Yeah, them, the Eagles. I mean, you can't just diminish it. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. I think that last week was an anomaly. That Purdy just... they got out of sorts, and they just, you get two of your star offensive players hurt, you become one-dimensional.
So here's my question about Purdy. Here's my question about Purdy, just like you said that. Does everything have to be perfect for Purdy to be successful? Because we've seen when one player goes out, like Debo might be out, Ayuk might be out, whatever. But when the MVP of the league, C-Mac, goes out, everything changed. Going forward to the playoffs.
Yeah, it goes back to what I said, man. You surround these quarterbacks with enough weapons, they look good. You take the weapons away, they show you who they really are. So Mr. Irrelevant was irrelevant.
I got it. I like it. All right, Brandon, on the other side. Kirk Cousins. He has a no trade clause. He loves Minnesota. But this is his final year, and everybody knows that. Should he accept a trade to somebody? And should the Vikings want to do that? They're 2-4, and they're probably going to lose this game.
If it's a team that can win, yeah, because all the Vikings fans, Kirk Cousins has not been the problem for years. He has not been their problem. It's been their defense.
Always.
Still their defense. Kirk, I mean, he balls, man. He puts numbers up, put 38 points up, they'll still lose. So, yeah, if they want to send him to a Colts for this year, you don't think he can win that division with them? He probably could.
I mean, possibly, yeah.
But I don't know why they want to get rid of him. I don't think it would be smart because I don't see who you can replace him with that's better.
Because you're going to get a high draft pick, sir. That's why.
But who's going? You know they're going to be better than Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. I mean, they might do anything. They could do anything.
I mean, Kirk got...
But they're not going to pay Kirk Cousins, so he's not going to be there. Minute 45 left on Spotify, Relative Sports Talk, episode 192. How about this? People always say the Jets. People always say the Jets for 1 year. What about this, though? Trading to the Falcons.
Yeah.
You put Kirk Cousins with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. What about that? What do you think about that?
Well, but they could possibly be a Super Bowl contender.
I mean, right, absolutely.
Because their defense is not as bad as what we thought they were.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Say it's special. It's the most special running back I've seen come out in a long time.
It's scary.
Yeah, he nice.
It's
he nice
scary man. Watching him, dude.
Yeah.
It reminds me of watching my son. Ah! Anyway, Relative Sports Talk, episode 192. We got the Go Brandon. We got my cousin Rick. Yo, big time, Rick. You did some good shit out here. You up here with two type dudes out here on podcast level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see y'all, man. Hey, I see y'all.
You up here with two of the guys that You got to do things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you held your own. I appreciate it. I love you, cuz. Hey, we're going to be right back. Episode 192, part 2. We're doing our elite show where we do all our pick'ems and why. Who's going to star? Who's going to score touchdowns? Part 2. Thank you for your participation, baby. Woo!